This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Good to see you, Jim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What is that?
Segway.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Fit like a dairy farm, Billy. We're here.
We're here, middle of the week.
And I like what this show's got ahead of us, Pat.
What do you got?
We got to the Hump Day Quiz, of course, on a Wednesday.
Very good.
And then a bit of, I'm not sure which topics takes over this one, but I'm interested in it.
Topical topics. Topical.
And then Jay-Z Clark in, because, of course, we're in the middle of trade week. Trades dropping everywhere. I think Rosie Walton's got some feedback for us a little later on, but she's just hinted to me there might be something else on top of the feedback.
Oh.
A little scoop for her.
Righto.
And then, well. You think you've heard some bad jokes? You've heard a bad joke. I'd be sticking around for about 5:50 because this might be the single worst ever told.
It'd be good if you could hang around to 5:50.
Well, no, that'd be some time spent here. Listening. Now, Bill, you've got the Triple XL Gazman.
I have. No, this would be CR, this one.
Oh, linen sort of job.
Mm. Yes, I just plucked it out of the cupboard.
I'd put it back in the cupboard. What the hell are you doing?
I'm allowed to dress up a bit.
Well, why are you dressed
up? Well, I might be going out tonight for a little feed to a food court.
You
somewhere.
Are not going to a food court dressed like that.
I am.
No, you're not.
Because I can have a pick of whatever I want. I love it. You just go along there, get a bit of Chinese, bit of Indian, bit of dumpling, bit of...
Lift your eyes up.
No.
Take your beautiful girl to somewhere proper.
All right, she's going to the pictures.
The pictures.
Yeah, the pictures.
We like George Clooney's movie?
No, I don't know which one. Is there
Julia Roberts?
Yeah, what's that one called?
I don't know, but it's just landed and everyone is being told to take their better halves to it.
Right.
So that'll be where you're going
Some
tonight.
Crumb chicken she'll get.
Crumb chicken.
Yes, beautiful.
Well, anyway, old Triple XL.
Hey, that Roger Federer cap.
Yes.
Nice. Well done. No, I like that. Not bad. Good. He's retired.
He has retired. It's out of tribute to the great man.
Is it? Oh, good. And great to see you, Rabbits.
Oh, and the dick!
He's down.
Why do you have to say that?
Liam Livingston. Is that Liam?
Ben Stokes.
Oh, it was Stoker, wasn't it? Livingston's the one I like. He was hit twice in the one over.
Yeah. And Joe Root copped it all summer as well.
He did too.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, all right. Time now for a rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, a couple of big stories going on, Jim, and a couple of trades, and then we've got some breaking news, so get ready, Radzi.
Ticket to Paradise is the name of that film.
Who is it?
We actually might get Hose around that. She can watch the Tickets to Paradise and tell us what she thinks.
Okay, beautiful. Yes. The AFL has finalised a panel for the Hawthorn Review, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
The panel will be led by senior lawyer Bernard Quinn, KC.
Yes,
King's Council.
Yep.
Yeah, not Queen's Council anymore. That's with true. King Charles. Yes, you also. And then there's Jackie Turfray, Tim Goodwin, and Julie Buxton. So there you go.
Good.
That's the four panel. That will be interesting.
Get to work and come out with a conclusion quick.
Yeah, quickly if we can, please. We'd all love to see that,
move
Jimmy boy.
The game on.
A bit happening at Essendon the last 24 hours, of course.
My goodness.
With their new CEO, Andrew Thorburn, had to resign.
Within a day.
Within 26 hours,
I think it was. It's actually extraordinary.
Yes, of course. So Essendon is committed to providing an inclusive, diverse and safe club where everyone is welcome and respected. That's the statement they put out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you this. So when you sit down and interview a CEO, a footy manager or a coach, do you ask them, are you religious?
No, actually against the law to ask that.
Ah.
But it, as it was pointed out today, just a simple Google search would have coughed up this particular gentleman's faith and the issues with it.
So
due diligence should have led Essendon very quickly to this potentially being an issue.
Righto. So you can't ask
not
them that.
Not by law, you're not
allowed to. Ah, I always wanted to know. Thank you, Jim. A bit of trade news. I tell you what, I reckon North have done well.
Very well today.
With Griffin Logue and Darcy.
Oh. Yes, a couple dropped.
Oh, there's something on then there. And Darcy Tucker, dropped to the North Melbourne. You know, Logue went at pick eight.
Yes, absolutely.
In 2008.
And I've said to you all the way along, I reckon he's quality. And I spoke to my nephew, Andy, when he was back here for the Brownlow, and he said that it hurts losing him. So he's a good player, Griffin Logue.
And Tucker went at pick 27. He's from North Ballarat.
I haven't seen enough of him live, but certainly Griffin Logue I really like.
So not bad there by North.
No, that's good.
Former father-son Bulldog and Premiership player 2016, Zane Cordy, has joined St Kilda on a three-year deal as a free agent, Jimmy Boy. Yes. And the Bulldogs also welcome back Liam Jones. Yep. We said that yesterday. Zane Cordy would be, an interesting one.
Zane Cordy.
Hey, cricket tonight, Jim. Australia take on the West Indies up there at Metricon Stadium.
Yes.
Is there rain up there?
Not sure.
Well, I dare say there's rain everywhere. See the rain coming, Jim? There's plenty of it.
Yes.
Where are we? Mitch Marsh, Stoinis and Agar are all under injury clouds. Yep. They always seem to be under injury clouds, those three.
Yeah, Cam Green opening the batting in our T20 team and dominating. You know the World Cup's only a couple of weeks away.
2 weeks away.
It's unbelievable.
I don't think Cam Green's got a spot in this team.
He has to.
I don't think he has tonight, I don't know if he has. Speaking of cricket, Teague Wiley, do you know who he is?
Yes.
The young superstar from WA.
He's not a superstar yet, but he's a very, very precocious young talent.
But he's become the youngest player since Ricky Ponting to hit a Sheffield Shield 100, Jim.
Yep.
15 boundaries on his way to 104 yesterday against New South Wales.
Had an unbelievable tournament in the international under-19s, and I think was the only Australian voted in the team of the tournament, and they say he's got plenty.
Well, 104 he made in just his third
Shield game.
First class match at 18 and 163 days. He's the youngest player to reach it. Ponting got it at 18 and 40 days.
Did you see who else was on that list?
Well,
Greg Chappell, Neil Harvey,
at 18?
Keith Miller.
Ooh,
oh, there's some Doug Walters, I think, was on there too. So there's some fine names. So it's a good indicator of talent.
Well, for reference, Jamie Brayshaw was 24 years old when he posted his first
That is true. Sadly, that is true. And probably ended up having that sort of a career.
When did you change from Jamie to James?
I'll tell you when I did. I moved from Western Australia to South Australia, and Jamie Siddons came from Victoria to Captain WA.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have two. Whenever anyone said Jamie, we both wheeled around. So I said, all right, we've got to knock this on the head. So I was christened James.
Yeah.
So I became James because that avoided any confusion.
Right. That's a good story.
That's it. But I had about six 80s.
Really nice story, though.
Yeah. Before I made 100, I kept getting out in the 80s.
Went a bit long.
That's because you're bored with your rappy. Are you done with the rappy, by the way?
I'm tired now after hearing that with Jamie Siddons.
Let's get to the hump day quiz.
No, breaking news.
We'll save some.
We're done.
I've got some breaking news.
No, yeah.
Bose.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill.
The hump day quiz is not too far away.
The anglers are angry in Portsea.
The Portsea Pier is closed.
Calamari season.
I know.
They can't get out there amongst them.
You know who's a great calamari fisherman?
Who?
Daisy Thomas.
Is he really?
Goes out in his little boat, his canoe, and gets... How many are you allowed to get?
We'll just get it right.
Enough.
He gets
enough.
Five or six.
Got to ink them, Bill. Got to bleed them. They end up in bloody crap all over you.
And he takes them home, but cooks them up. Fresh calamari. Magnificent.
All right, now, Bill. Hump day quiz time.
Oh, yes.
If you want to be a part of this.
Before we get there.
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
What the hell?
We're doing this now. Jack Bowes has nominated Geelong as the club that he wants to go to. So that means the Cats will get him and pick seven, Jim, which makes it a lot easier
and
for him.
And his salary.
And his salary, spot on, which is 1.5 over the next 2 years. But they'll extend it for another 2 years, add 400. So you've got about 2 million over four. And they'll get pick seven, which makes it a lot easier for them now to get Collingwood's mate there and Tanner Bruin.
Collingwood's mate.
Oh, no.
Don't say anything.
Oh, no. You know who I'm talking about.
Who?
Collingwood's mate.
Clarkie's Jack Madgen.
Yeah, that's it. Jack Crisp. Anyway, but that'll make a lot better. But we'll talk to Jay-Z. He'll be all over that, Jimmy boy.
Now, hump day quiz. If you want to be a part of this award-winning piece of radio.
Yes.
And if you just want to have a listen to how it's been handled in the past.
How good it is.
Yep.
daylight saving starts this weekend. Do we put our clocks forward or back?
Good Nick. Question.
Yes, Nick.
Forward.
Oh, I reckon that was a guess, Nick. Well done.
Spring forward, fall back, Bill. That's how you remember it.
Spring forward and back, back. Righto.
There we are.
Did it catch you out on the weekend?
No.
It caught me out.
Did it? Mm. Well, Bill, now on your phone, it automatically adjusts.
I know, so I know, Jim, but I thought I had this extra long sleep.
Did you?
And I woke up and I was a bit grizzly.
So 133353, what are we giving away, please, Rajay?
The brand new Homedics 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massager with heat vade at $350. Visit homedics.com.au. Right,
133353, ring now.
133353, the name of that Pies player, please, that's you're trying to lure to
Jack's
Joel.
Brother.
Hmm?
Bose. No. Anyway, we'll
find out. All right. Quiz next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I got another one, Jim. All right. Just like the other one.
Jay-Z Clark to join us after five with all the latest AFL trade news.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you all and our two contestants. Let's go straight there. We got James from
Wodonga and Albury.
Here he is.
Hello, Jimmy.
How you going, mate?
What are you doing?
I'm just coming home from work.
What do you do?
I refurbish filters. Like air filters and oil filters.
Who do you follow in the footy, Jim?
I'd rather not say it's Essendon.
Oh, no. What's going on there,
what's
joint?
What's happening?
Oh, they should have done that Google search, shouldn't they?
I reckon they probably should have. That might have saved them a day or two of embarrassment. Mm. Jim, all right, we'll stay there. We like that. Who else have we got?
He refurbs filters, Jim.
That's what he just told us, yeah.
And we got Daniel's son. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, Billy. Rabs, JB. How are you, boys?
Dan Good, Man.
Mate. What do you do, Dan Man?
I'm a high school teacher. I teach VC psychology.
And so who do you support in the footy there, Dan?
The Mighty Kangaroos, JB.
Dan, I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Jimmy.
Yeah.
What's going on at your joint?
Fair question. Fair question. Good trade stuff at the moment.
We'll be right. Good day today with Griffin Lowe coming in and Darcy Tucker.
You know what? Essendon and North Melbourne should join.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Join.
That's never going to happen.
Both about the same.
Can't stand each other, Bill.
Oh, I know, they hate each other.
Now, what have we got by way of a prize here, Bartholomew?
The brand new Homedics 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massager, valued at $350.
Nice. Mm. All right, James, you're James, and Daniel, you're Dan.
Go for it.
Here we go, boys. Up and about. Where are the supercars racing this weekend?
James.
Jimmy.
Bathurst.
Bathurst.
But what's the circuit called?
Mount Panorama.
Well done.
Not bad. I like it.
Or, as you called it.
How many laps are there around Mount Panorama?
Oh!
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel. How many laps?
500.
No.
How many are there?
Well, I know. James could get the second question here.
151.
No. 161. So that was good, Jim. That was just an extra question.
Little add-on.
They actually thought I asked that
which you didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Dopies. Anyway, number two, who signed a 7-year deal with Carlton?
Daniel.
Dan.
Oh, that'd be big Harry Mackay.
Or you would have taken.
Or I would have taken Ben Mackay because they're both the same.
They're cool.
Do you know that, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fat 100%. Reckons they're the same person.
What do you think, Dan? Yeah.
I reckon you got no idea, Fat.
Because they've never played against each other in senior footy.
7 years.
You are of the opinion that they're actually the same person.
Exactly. Even we had Mrs. Mackay on, who was lovely.
She was lovely.
And she wasn't sure.
She wasn't sure if they're the same person.
Yeah.
So when they come around for dinner, she's not sure if there's two or one of them.
She was sure. She said you convinced her third son.
That's right.
Yeah.
I knew there was something I convinced her on.
Yeah, okay.
This is an audio question, boys. The Elton John album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, was released today, Jim, in 1973.
Wow,
27, that's 49 years ago.
Thank you, Bill.
You wouldn't have added that up.
No.
Boys, you got to sing the next line after this.
Daniel.
Yes, Dan.
Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
Well done,
magnificent
Dad.
Album, by the way, from Elton John. The actual title track was superb as well.
He's a star. Elton.
Yes, no doubt about it. Brilliant.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for the heads
up
on
Sandra
that.
Sully. Welcome to Tim's Likey.
You've been waiting for that for a while, haven't you? You've been
it's
waiting
been there for a month. Oh, no. He's a star.
He's a star. He was on that movie I liked.
Oh, yeah, The Kingsman.
Yes.
When he was locked up.
Yeah, brilliant. I like that. Good on you, Elton. What's the score, Jim?
2-1, Dan's favourite.
Oh, it's a hummer.
Not quite yet.
It's not a hummer. It's a hummer. Which four-letter state of the United States or America can I not say? It's bloody hard to pronounce. Four letters.
It's all a question.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Ohio.
Oh, he did. I don't know if he said it to you.
That's 3-1.
I thought James answered that one. Oh, say it again, Dan.
Ohio.
You still can't get it, really.
You can't. You say it.
Ohio. Righto, is that it? 3-1?
What's it, Bill? Unless you got something else for us.
If you can answer this, James, you're back in it.
Right.
I don't know how that works, Jim. I just wanted to, ask this question.
Right.
Geelong won the premiership, Jim.
Oh, my God.
By 81 points. Which team has the highest winning margin in a grand final, and who was it against?
Daniel.
Well, Jimmy, it's your question.
Yeah, Daniel, you're not in. Sit.
Yes.
It was Richmond against GWS.
No. Righto,
so
Daniel.
If Dan wins.
No, if he's got to answer this one because we've got to know the result. Righto,
I'm gonna
Dan.
I'm going to say it's Your Mob Billy against Port Adelaide.
Yes, well done.
Dan's all over. Comprehensive.
119 points. I think Kane Corns played in that for Port Adelaide.
Oh, did you keep bringing that up?
He also played in their winning one.
Yeah, of course he did.
Dan, this is what's coming your way.
The brand new HomeEdX 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massager voted $350. Visit homeedx.com.au. They're magnificent.
Oh, well done. All right. You'll enjoy that, Dan.
Sensational. The Dar will love that. Thank you, boys. And bad luck, James. Well played, mate. Good on you.
See, that's how gracious we are at North Melbourne.
What does James get?
Jimmy get something?
He'll get a $100 grilled voucher. You won't be able to resist their salt, bush and pepper, onion rings from Grilled, 100% natural, gluten-friendly and vegan.
Mm.
Well done to you, Jimmy.
Open up across from the Olsen Gym.
Have they?
Grilled.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
All right. Very nice. Not a bad humper.
You used to live there, didn't you?
I did for a little while. Not as long as you.
And Hutchie.
Well, there were a few of us.
It's everyone.
When you have a little life adjustment.
G'day, sir. Welcome to the Olsen. Everything at home okay?
Why do you reckon I'm here?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Drink anyone?
Yeah. Cheese
them? Mark. From... Look, I've just said something really embarrassing and there's been a nice pregnant pause.
Yes.
Anyone like a cheese?
The Animoca Brands Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix is back October 14 to 16 at the magnificent Phillip Island.
We've got tickets to give away, 5,
and,
Friday,
and
a package, Rabs, run it down, please.
Hospitality package for 2 people, so you and a mate, including coach transfers, which is valued at over $1,000.
That'll be drinks and food. It'll be magnificent.
The good sandwiches you've had down there before.
Beautiful sandwiches, yes.
Courtesy of Pete Rowland.
Pete Rowland.
Plus 5 GA passes to give away as well.
All right, so when you hear a very stupid noise and wonder why you're hearing it,
don't ring now, but this is the noise.
Ding, 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 ding.
Handpicked by Fad himself.
Crazy frog.
Then when you hear the frog, that's when you jump on the line and you could be in the running Friday.
That's right,
for that
Jim.
Unbelievable prize.
Good.
Topics next.
Good
topics.
Tactic.
Have we worked out who it is?
It's Topics Brownless, so I'm a bit worried.
It shouldn't be, James.
We're always worried, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where's
Bill?
The boss? I've got to sign on for next year. I haven't signed.
I would do it quickly.
Time now, Jim, to connect with the Rush Hour followers.
The family members.
Time spent listening people out there. 1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah.
How long did you hold a job for on the back of Essendon new CEO Andrew Thorburn?
Former CEO.
Former, sorry. Well, he was for 26 hours.
That's unbelievable.
It's hard to believe, really.
It is.
And a big club and today's world.
That whole thing's impossible to believe. We'll speak to Jay-Z Clark about it shortly. But the man who was running the process to find a CEO,
yes,
Vin basically appointed himself and then was out of the job 26 hours later.
26 hours later.
It's unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable. So, Hance, I'll put my head together.
Hance!
How long did you hold a job for? That is the question.
I had a 7 hour.
Seven?
Yep.
You did not.
No, I did. Applied for a job. I reckon I was about 15. I applied for a job.
7 hours?
And then I didn't hear back as to whether I got the job, which is actually the one I wanted, a holiday job in Perth.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, someone said, oh, they're hiring at the Royal Show. People just to tell everyone where to park.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I haven't heard back from this other one. So I went down and saw the bloke. He goes, yeah, you can do it.
Mm.
You know, I was paying bugger all, but I was, you know, it's in the 80s and I'm 15. So I said, oh, beauty, I got myself a job.
Yes.
And then the other bloke rang and said, you got that job you applied for?
Oh, no.
So I'd done the parking job for about 7 hours.
7 hours.
I went up and said to the bloke, mate, got a better job.
No.
He was actually very good about it.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, no, actually don't. No, I didn't. I said to him, mate, the deal is I'm going to go and do this other job, but I'm heading off. You don't owe me any money. And he was very good about it. He said, no, that is a better job. Go and do that one.
Mm.
So he's a nice fella, but 7 hours.
That's not long, Jim.
No, it isn't long.
So if you can beat that, 133353.
What are we giving away, Bartholomew?
Some more grilled vouchers and some Triple M prize packs.
Oh, prize pack. Yes, please. Mm. All right, 133353, the shortest time you've held a job.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you come sat too close to me. I've got a cramp.
Oh, no. He's got a cramp. Old Andrew Thorburn lasted 26 hours as Essendon CEO. That's not long.
No, it's not long,
Jim. Just a touch beyond a day.
That would be it, yes.
And
yes.
So we're asking the question, 133353. Well, Fat's asking the question.
Well, I am, yes.
It's old Topics Brownless.
Yeah.
The shortest time you've actually held a job for.
Well, when I was at Drilledry as a kid, I went to the Drilledry, the Riverina Hotel.
Yes.
And out the back, you had this cage of birds and bloody frogs and things.
What?
And I had to clean up all the poo and all that stuff. Well, once a week to clean it up and mow his lawns, and it was 40 degrees, Jim. No water, no drink after about 3 hours, old fat.
Bill, he would have provided you with water.
Well, I could have asked, I suppose, but I just had enough. I dehydrated. Bloody emus were picking at me.
Dehydrated emus.
Mate, and standing in poo and the turtle. I had to clean out the pond.
What
it was terrible.
What sort of place is this?
I don't know, a menage or whatever it is out the back.
Oh, no.
It was strange.
Frankie's down there in Hobart. Hey, hello, Frankie.
Frankie.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
How's Hobart?
Oh, it's bloody sunny weather down here, mate. Oh, beach weather, eh? Got the shorts on, the thongs. And
it's not,
open.
Francis. Don't talk.
It'll be -7.
Yeah, exactly. The shortest time you've held a job?
5 hours, mate. I worked today by cold storage, loading containers full of frozen butter.
Yeah.
And about 40 to 50 of them fell out, mate, and I dodged most of them. One landed on my foot and broke it in the hospital. See you later. You're down the road, mate. You're not working with us no more.
That was the end of you.
5 hours.
That was the end of me. Yeah, so I went straight to a lawyer, mate, and I sued him for 25 hours, and how's that?
I think, Bill,
butted up well.
I think Punter did that job as a kid.
What?
Worked in the cold storage.
Oh, did he?
Stunted his growth.
Oh.
He couldn't. Bill stopped him from growing.
Oh, no, but he
Nafe
could still.
Cranbourne. Hello, Nafe.
Nafe.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Good, Nathan. What have you got for us?
So my longest job was 3 hours. Ooh. I used to work as a kinder teacher down in Cranbourne.
Yeah.
And I met a young lady there and decided to start making out with her.
Oh,
playing a bit of tonsil hockey in the lunchroom.
Oh, what the hell?
Got the arse. The girl at the time got the arse, but the positive note about it all is she ended up becoming my wife and we're still married.
There we go.
So you're going to a kindergarten as a teacher.
That's correct.
And hooked made up out with another teacher.
Another teacher in the canteen.
Yeah, well, I had to go get the morning tea for the kids, you know, and there was a chick there. I thought, how you doing?
Oh, no.
I'm sure that's
a couple of one-liners later. Gave her a bit of tonsil hockey and
poor old kiddies just wanting their tea. Stay there, Nafe. Sharon's in South Morang. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Shortest job you've ever held?
2.5 hours from 8 a.m. until 10:30.
What happened?
What happened, Chaz?
It was many moons ago when I was 17. I got a job as an office clerk, and it was at a knitting mill's factory.
Knitting.
I was so wrapped. It was my first office job. And when I arrived, they put me out on the factory floor putting labels on jumpers.
Oh.
And I said to the guy, why am I doing this? This is not what I'm employed for.
Yeah.
He kept saying, no, you keep doing that. And then every, like, half an hour, I was breaking out in a sweat because I'm a really shy, quiet person thinking, what's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, kept saying, no, no, you do this, you do this. Anyway, at morning tea time, I went up to him again and said, why am I doing this? I've been employed as an office clerk. You've interviewed me. Mm. He said, no, we don't need anybody for that position now. You do this.
Oh,
so no. I just said to him, oh, you can go and get F.
Oh, no. Shaz, that's it, Shaz.
Well, she wasn't happy.
Stood up
Shaz.
For herself.
So we've gone 5 hours, 3 hours, 2.5 hours, Jim.
Well, that's unbelievable.
It is.
What about Causer?
Causer in Donnybrook. There's a Donnybrook.
G'day, guys. How are you?
All right. What happened with you? 2.5 hours?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, my longest was about 15 minutes.
So no. I walked into
Yeah, it's packing nuts for Woolworths. I walked in, the manager showed me how to do it, and I thought, this is the most boring thing of my life. He turned around, I walked away.
15 minutes.
Packing nuts.
So, Bill, we've gone down to 15. Like
so
Shawnee.
5, 3, 2.5, now 15 minutes.
Sean Becker Smart. Shawnee.
Sorry, hello?
Yes, you're on.
How long did you do the job for?
Mate, it was 7 minutes.
No!
Oh, no!
7 minutes. I remember I started at 9, got in there. It was meant to be a forklift driving job.
Yep.
And they said, no introduction, no nothing, just, all right, go stand at the table with the Mary Sheilas and start filling up basketballs with air. Oh, got to 9:07, told the boss that my son hit his head on the coffee table, had to get 7 stitches, and I was out.
Seven.
7 minutes. No, Bill.
Filling basketballs
no
up
one,
with it.
Bill.
Yes.
No one that. Can beat that.
No.
You can't last at a job less than 7
so,
minutes.
So, Jim, we've had 5 hours, yes. 3 hours, 2.5, 15 minutes down to 7.
That's
got to be it.
Surely that's it.
No, there's one more.
No.
Dane. From Rye.
Hey, legends.
Hey, Dane. What happened?
How are we?
How long do you have your job for?
All of 5 minutes, lads.
No!
Oh, no.
No.
How? Why?
I jumped a waste recycling facility at Dandenong. I was all of 18. Got in the front end loader with this guy, took me out. Your job is to sort through this green waste. Anything that's not green, get it out. We're talking everything from nappies, condoms, all of the bad stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
I said... It was that point I said, I'm destined for bigger and better things. And I got in the car and left.
5 minutes. What do you do now, Dane?
Green waste.
Funnily enough, I'm a safety advisor.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, Bill.
I advise, yeah.
Mate, that's unbelievable.
5 minutes.
I thought 3 hours, two and a half.
I did too. So where are we going with the prizes,
well,
please? Old topics.
For the quickest one, Dane's got to win something.
He lasted
5 minutes.
Yeah. What does he win, please, Bartholomew?
$100 grilled voucher headed to you, Dane.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right. I like that. I like to knife.
What a
kindergarten teacher.
Oh, yeah. They hooked up with the other kindergarten teacher.
Started playing some tonsil hockey with the other teacher.
And then they're married.
So
they're
married.
Yes.
So that's good. For 3 hours he lasted.
Triple M price back headed your way, including one of our magnificent schooner glasses.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Well, I know. You, Nafe.
And maybe we should send something. We'll find another grilled voucher for Frankie down there in Hobart who broke his foot.
We'll get a Triple M price back down to Frank in Hobart.
All right. All right, Frankie, you'd be happy with that.
Yes, I am, Bill.
Oh,
can't speak.
Danger.
It's too cold.
There's danger zone. He reckons he's in his thongs and shorts down in Hobart.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Remember what we used to do? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember?
Oh, and Mondays.
Mondays and Fridays off. What happened to that fact?
Well, we got too popular.
Now, yes. We've just had an inquiry come through to you, Bill.
Okay.
About Shaq on the ad talking about, this is from Victor who lives in Wallet.
Wallet.
And he asked you to explain what is he asking?
Well, when Shaq says back Pike in the last in the points bet ad.
So what does that mean?
So that means William Pike, when he used to, a very good jockey over in WA at Belmont, because it was later in the day, Jimmy Boy, everyone
had a bad day on
exactly,
the punt.
Exactly. And then you'd wait for Pike to be riding in the last race. I don't know what the percentage was, but he seemed to always get up in the last. So everyone would wait, and they'd back Pike in the last, and he'd win, and you'd have a good
recoup
day.
Recoup your
what was the saying?
Losses.
Back pike, drink all night. No, what was the song?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, gamble. But back pike in the last, and that was always in Belmont. But now he's riding up in Sydney. He's going to Sydney and riding up there.
Normally, when people have had a bad day, they head to Turf Fontaine.
well, or the last in WA, Jim, and that's when Pikelet was on.
Okay. So there you are, Victor from Wallet.
Back pike in the last.
Now, hopefully, that's explained what that means.
That means.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great Britain, then America, Ukraine, and then Azerbaijan. Just trying to find Cam Green's name in the Australia versus West Indies tonight. There's a game at Metricon. I assume it's nice weather up there because I hope he's playing, but I don't know if he is, Jimmy boy.
Well, the only thing with him, I agree he should be in the side. The only thing with him is we do have to be careful. He's not going to be able to play all three formats at a young body age, and I would prefer him playing test cricket than anything else.
All right. Fair enough then. Jamie Brayshaw has spoken. Now, the World Cup's only 2 weeks away, and did you see what happened with Johnny Bairstow?
I did.
Mate, he was playing golf, and he slipped while walking to a tee box on the golf course. And broke his leg in three spots.
I don't understand how you do that.
Look at that. It's terrible, actually.
It's not good to look at.
No. He's out for the rest of the year.
That's ridiculous.
Three places he broke his leg. So he's out of the English.
Jeez, and he's a big out, too.
World Cup team. Yep. And Bathurst this week, we spoke to our man yesterday, Davey Reynolds, and I think it's going to be very, very wet
it's
up there,
like
Tim.
How does he go in the wet,
he
man,
likes
Davey?
It. He likes it. The wet. So, yes, have a look at that.
Take the slicks off and put the stuff with grip on.
Yeah, that's what the slicks off.
Yeah, the racing slicks
imagine
come off.
Camping up there on the hill.
No, I
don't. You get 115 mils of rain.
Well, the grog would wash away.
It would. Oh, it would. All the berry grog. They would be rolling down the hill.
Exactly. And some big, big news coming up. I won't tread on any toes there.
Well, don't tread on any toes there.
Because Jay-Z's supposed to be in here. We haven't seen him yet, so I might have to do it myself. No, there he is.
He's right there, Jay-Z.
Gonna try and get back out there.
There he is.
Back out there.
That's all I've got.
All right. That's not much.
A short rappy.
Jeez, that's a tiny rappy.
Well, I...
Two short cricket stories and rain watch.
And a rain watch at a racing event. Speaking of big racing coming up this weekend.
Yeah,
Caulfield.
Guineas. Guineas is a great race meeting. And then Caulfield Cup the next week. So it's all happening. We'll try and get someone on that might just lead us into
You're not here for the Caulfield Cup next week.
No.
Where are you?
F1, J1.
Yeah, good.
With who?
With Joey. And babysitting, and we'll have a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah,
be good. Looking forward to that.
I don't think they are.
No. Aaron.
Joey will look good.
I'm not looking forward to having drinks by the pool with Aaron. Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Billy's joke has been copied on another radio station.
That's a disgrace.
That's because that girl did it.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called plagiarism.
No! Yeah!
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, and it's a busy time for you, Jay-Z, so we're privileged to have you in the house.
We are.
I'm up early, boys. I'm typing late. I'm eating on the run here. That's how busy
I am. Well, speaking of on the run, you've just done how many Ks?
Did you like what I did there? The nice little segue. The Melbourne Marathon. Now, I only did the half, which was 21 kilometres. Some of the absolute warriors that did the 42 full marathon are unbelievable, but glorious conditions. Melbourne turned on an absolute stunner. And look, I started to cramp late in the calves, to be honest, but I was very brave and I was inspired by you both and I made the distance.
Well done.
Thank you. Good on you.
Bloody good effort.
Thank you.
Do you stop and have a little walk?
No, stop. That's the part of it. But everyone's up and about and feeding off each other's energies.
How long do you run it in?
Now a 55.
Nearly as much as Andrew Thirlburn was in the job at Essendon.
Is that too soon, Bill, or not? Are we going there?
No, we are. We just did a phoner on it. What's the shortest job you've ever had?
Yes.
One bloke was 7 minutes, I think. But it is unbelievable when you think about it. A man has been picked to be CEO of an AFL club and he lasts 26 hours.
So the news breaks at Essendon's best and fairest, right? So they're up there on the stage for the Crichton Medal.
Broke then.
And then behind the scenes, they see Sam Landsberger's report. So there's some immediate concern. Some sphincters are really tightening as this goes down. And they know straight away, the Essendon power brokers, that you cannot be chair of this church with these controversial views on homosexuality and abortion, and also be the head of a club which promotes inclusion, diversity, yeah. equality.
Well, so if they knew that, how did he get the job in the first place? And if you want to take it back a step,
yep.
how was he given the role of finding them a new CEO if those issues were known at that point?
An extraordinarily lack of due diligence. Mm. Serious. And Paul Little called this out this morning. How on earth, the journalist Sam Landsberger broke the story, found it out on the internet in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So if Essendon's, who's got all these investigators and Ernst & Young operatives running around the place and doing all this great research, can't work that out, then it puts serious heat on the president, Dave Barham, who is absolutely fighting to keep his position at the moment.
Ooh.
Next week, they're going to try and hand down the review findings, which is going to trigger more change. So that Ernst & Young investigation are going to – so that's going to talk about some of the coterie groups and some of the politics and try and restructure around Brad Scott to give him and the playing group the best chance. But after that, I think they're going to come for Dave Barham because it has been an extraordinarily messy 40 days at the Eastern Footy Club.
Jay-Z, there are also people who are much more into the corporate scene than I am who would say that the gentleman who was there for 26 hours wasn't fit to have the job given his record at the NAB Bank where he was thrown out on the back of the Royal Commission.
Yes.
And lucky, often people are saying for that to only be what he had to deal with. So there are already enough people saying not appropriate even with that background, let alone any of his religious beliefs.
$650 million is a lot to sort of, get caught up in. So things ended for him there, and I think that's a fair point. That is a genuine,
it's not
legitimate
my point.
Question.
It's people coming out in the last 24 hours and saying, how did you think he was the right bloke anyway?
Well, fair point. So now we ask Bill, who's
the new candidates for the CEO job?
So Essendon, there is a real push to get someone of quality caliber ilk. So we're talking, they want a Brian Cook type person.
They need a football and CEO type person.
Yes.
Exactly like
so
Brian
we're
Cook.
Talking like the Brian Cooks, the Brennan Gales, the Stuart Foxes who runs the MCC who led Hawthorn to 3 premierships. So that the Travis Old at Essendon.
Yeah.
They want a serious, high quality football person to partner with Brad Scott and give this football club who hasn't won a final in 18 years the best possible chance. Because I'm told that Brad Scott behind the scenes made such a positive impression on the playing group at Essendon. They absolutely were eating out of his hands within 24 hours. Then the air comes out of that Essendon balloon around this CEO stuff so quickly. So it's a football club that keeps tripping over itself, keeps scoring own goals, and they've really got to try and sort that stuff out,
speaking
Bill.
Speaking of things that have been, let's hope on the way to being sorted
bumbling
out,
away.
The panel has been put together by the AFL to sort out the horrendous situation at Hawthorn.
Yes, so that's a four-person panel, and we're talking some really smart cookies here. So Bernard Quinn, the King's Counsel, he'll lead it. There are three other barristers on it. So in total of the four-person panel, Jim, we are 2 men, 2 women, two people of First Nations background. So that you think is balanced and diverse in a way that helps, represent the breadth of experience and knowledge that you need. There have been some reported concerns from the families and complaints that this isn't independent of the AFL or not independent enough. Gil McLaughlin, the AFL CEO, just spoke minutes ago, and he said this is the best possible panel we could come up with, and it is fully independent of us. We've been asked to put together this process and to give everyone fair hearing to achieve natural justice.
Yes.
The big thing part of this, Bill, is they are hopeful of wrapping this all up,
good.
Findings and recommendations to the AFL Commission, etc., by Christmas.
Good. Okay. It'd have to be nearly.
So if I'm Sonia Hood or if I am Swanee, that's too late. They've got to have those blokes back at work, quick, smart.
You reckon?
Ruin your whole. Good luck in 2023 if you haven't got a senior coach by Christmas.
Mm.
A lot of your work's done by then.
But how are they going to wrap up this complex process from a legal point of view, Jim, before then?
Well,
I feel like
then they've just got to get back to work anyway and then work it out once you come up with a conclusion. I mean, I think it's that dire if you have to wait that long to have your senior coach actually able to take your players, just through whatever you want their match style to look like next year. However, if you're thinking about someone, like a Paddy McCartan, there's a good example.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about playing him back rather than forward, that stuff gets worked out well and truly in advance of Christmas.
And who do you think this affects more than, to your point? Is it Essendon down the bottom of the ladder or Brisbane then contending for a premiership?
North.
down the bottom.
Well, both in different ways.
Yeah.
But if I'm those two, I'm saying to the AFL, you can run your process and we will fully support it, but our bloke's got to work. Yeah. He cannot sit aside for that long. But
especially trying to get Dunkley in there and you're trying to get the young boy.
Will Ashcroft and Griffin Logue, Jasper Fletcher, and all of these blokes. Yeah. I mean, it just can't happen, Jay-Z.
The issue is, I don't optically, and the families have already expressed this concern. From an optic perspective, I don't know that you can have these serious allegations against these players, which are unproven at this stage, and have them running a football club. I think, you know, that I think from a legal perspective, probably they have to stand that down. But then I tell you what, when in the cold, hard light of day, it will be interesting to see what truth they find, because these have been serious allegations. Very and as serious. Alistair Clarkson has already pointed out, he feels like his reputation is damaged already as it is.
Yep, spot on.
So potentially this could end up in the courts in the new year.
Oh, no doubt about it. So if that's why I'm saying, for me, they've got to go back to work, because otherwise you've got double damage. You've got damage that's already been caused to these two gentlemen's reputation.
And the footy
club. You've got two footy clubs that are absolutely reeling and need to get their act back together quickly.
Spot on. Trade news next with Jay-Z.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Jay-Z stuck around. Plenty of trade news to talk about.
There is lots. Starting with Jack Bowes. Bill's got a stiffy over there. Is that bloody happy?
I'm very happy with that. But I want to know what happens with Jack, of course, but also pick number 7 that comes with Jack.
What a move this is. A 2-for-1 deal for Cats. And they could emerge from this trade period big, Bill, with the big winners. Seriously, off the back of a flag.
Yep.
They could pull off a deal for Ollie Henry. They could pull off a deal for Tanner Broome from GWS. They get Jack Bowes, who was pick 10 in 2016. As part of that, they get pick 7 in this year's draft, right? Mm-hmm. And so rather than trade that for Henry or Broome, they want to take that to the draft. There's a local kid, a Falcons. Yes, hard-nut midfielder, Jai Clark, who they absolutely love. He's going to fall about then, potentially a bit earlier, but they're hoping he hangs on to pick 7. So if Geelong can pull off all these moves, and Andrew Mackie has a rising reputation in this area, along with Stephen Wills, who's an absolute legend of the business, they have, on the back of a flag, just rebuilt in one go, because there's 4 first-round picks
That's right. And you feel sorry for Ollie Henry being homesick?
Well, see, 50 minutes in the car can be a long way up and down.
Bill,
but
give me a spell.
No, Jim, you don't understand.
Yeah, Bill, I moved from WA to South Australia at about the same age.
Jim, it's well,
I do. And it was the single best thing I ever did. You get off your mum's boob and you learn to live as a human being.
They're a close family.
This homesickness thing does my head in. Grundy, Jackson?
Yes, that'll get done. Melbourne will hand him the keys to their star-studded midfield. So at the moment, Melbourne's got pick 27. They're trying to offload that for Brodie Grundy. Collingwood wants something better. Mm-hmm. So whether it's 27 and another pick, a third-round pick or something like that, that'll get done and Grundy will move. We'll all be watching in the summer. Luke Jackson believe that deal will get done. So this has got a bit to go still.
How do they get it done?
Yeah. So, will you tell me if this works for you, Jim? Fremantle's got pick 13 in this year's draft, plus a future first and a very early future second. So that's going to be like roughing it out.
They're on the up though, Freo. So their future first is probably going to look about the same.
Yeah, so a bit late. So so 13 this year's draft. So and then say 16 or 17 next year, and then North's early second, which will be say 19-20. Like 3 picks in the top 20. Like that's not bad going.
13, 15, 20.
I know, but when you add
and a premiership player,
when you add that up, well, what's happening is Fremantle are trying to get up the order to do pick swaps, and no one's sort of playing ball at this stage.
I see.
So there's a bit of water to go under the bridge. I think he'll be a Fremantle player.
Well, Jason Horn Francis.
Yeah, so I think this deal will get done too. At the moment, Port Adelaide playing hardball. They got pick 8 and a future first. North Melbourne saying if we except that we want a player as well. They've targeted Zach Butters, who's an absolute gun.
Well, that might be an ambit claim, I think.
You shoot for the moon, you'll end up on the stars. So
what does that mean,
Bill?
No, that's not the same.
Is that, what is it?
You shoot for the moon, you might end up on the stars.
Yeah, like you aim high.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Oh, what's the saying then?
Shoot for the moon and you end up in Pluto. I don't know, but don't
I don't think North Melbourne can't afford to have Jason Horn Francis, all grumpy, sitting on the list, not playing his best footy next year. So
but they've got to get it this year because he'll walk next year.
His stocks could drop.
Exactly. Well, he's out of contract next year, so he walks, doesn't he?
Yeah. So I believe that trade will get done this year. They want a player. I don't think it'll be Butters. So that deal will be done. James Harms is going to stay at Melbourne. Jaden Hunt's going to West Coast. What's the matter, Bill?
Nothing.
Keep going,
Dave. Keep going. Just keep going.
Go on.
Jacob Hopper.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so he'll end up at Richmond, I believe so. Currently, it's a future first on the table from Richmond. Yes. GWS want more.
They want more.
Does Ivan Soldo move your needle? How much do we rate him? Can we throw him
in? Born in Canberra, so he's from up that way, but no, it doesn't move it a lot.
Okay, they might have to find another pick there, Richmond.
Yes, I think so. Wouldn't they?
Rory Lobb.
Now, I feel like this is going to go right down to the wire. So Fremantle are talking a really tough game at this stage. They're saying he's contracted. We need him to stay forward. We want him to kick goals at the Dockers. Western Bulldogs obviously really keen at this stage of sort of a unattractive second round pick for Rory Lobb. So Fremantle want more than that. And Peter Bell, who we know is a pretty shrewd operator, I really feel like that's going to go down to the wire.
Josh Dunkley.
Yes, which is another one. So for the Bulldogs want 2 first round picks for the Hardnut. I'm not sure they're going to get that.
Yeah.
So it's got to be, I think, a first round and maybe a second round with a little bit back. Semi Power and Dom Ambrosio, Brisbane, both playing hardball in that one. I can't see that being done in the near future. So that should be one.
Tom Mitchell. Still talk about Tom Mitchell.
Yeah. So that's not guaranteed. Contracted at Hawthorn. It's a borderline deal at the moment. I think if he makes his way to Collingwood, it's going to be for a late pick. Hawthorn's not going to get anything good. This might be a third round pick, plus the Hawks got to pay some salary. So when you look at it from a total result from Collingwood's perspective, they ship off Grundy, pay for him salary, or some of his salary. They get in Mitchell from Hawthorn, and Hawthorn pay some of his salary. They sort of see that as balancing out. What is this? Is that me talking too fast?
No, this is idiot Bill. That's the sound if people want to go to the MotoGP coming up. They need to ring.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z, brilliantly handled by you. Love having you in this time of year.
See you next week.
Look at him ring, Jay-Z, for you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So ad-lib.
Yeah.
Ad-lib.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Hose.
Sorry, Rabs, I shouldn't have said to play that because I got some late breaking entertainment news.
Oh. What have you got?
I hear a big show in Adelaide has been cancelled this weekend. Late, last minute sort of cancellation.
Mm. What's caused this cancellation?
Apparently it's rain, but I'm here.
What are you thinking?
Probably ticket sales.
Oh, well, who's the main act of this
tell you. I know.
Anthony Williams.
So you've had a gig pulled because you couldn't sell enough tickets.
You are involved with this.
How?
It was you and I on the card.
You.
Keynote speakers.
I was there to interview you.
No, you were there.
Why?
And apparently I just got off the phone.
Not enough tickets sold because you're not a big enough draw card.
I just got off the phone from she's from ICMI, Jim.
Yes.
And she's told me.
What? What she told you?
It's been a huge... I can't laugh.
Look at this idiot. Look at this idiot. He's now standing up.
Why can't you laugh?
Now he's down.
Why can't you laugh? He's out. He's actually abandoned ship.
He's off. What the hell is wrong with that man?
A lot, but this is all time.
No, well, let me put some context into it.
Okay.
Bill and I were meant to go and speak at a very nice school, actually, north of Adelaide.
Okay.
And they had some severe weather that apparently got in through an air conditioning duct and ruined the room. So they can't hold it.
So we
are very sorry to the people who bought tickets because it can't be held there on Saturday night, but they're going to move it, they reckon, to February. But after that, you're not available. I might have to go solo and leave Bill and go and get someone else. Look at him. He's just wandering around outside.
I need him to come back for feedback, though.
Come on, get back in here, Fat. We got feedback to do.
we forget about TikTok sometimes.
Yes.
Triple M Rush Hour on TikTok. Mm-hmm. One of the ant jokes was doing very, very well on TikTok.
Wouldn't have been.
It was, but Jesse Hamlin wrote, "That's so bad it's good. I don't know how people ain't laughing."
Ant laughing.
Tutty wrote, "That ant too bad."
Oh, there you go. So play on words on a really bad joke.
Quite a good joke.
Yeah.
I love it. This is from Instagram, from Buckle Constructions.
Buckle.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, King, Jing, Bins, Mumpsy and Hosemoon.
Yes.
My life rule, because we're doing these yesterday, is to never allow myself to think that Billy's joke will get me up at the end of the show.
Yes.
Listen to the podcast every day in London, UK. By the way, career worse for October Bins. Thank you, Will Buckle.
Well, yes. Stand by
that, Will.
Today.
Yeah, just if you think that Bill's joke is so bad he goes for a second. Today, Hose.
More.
It might be a thrice.
No.
It might be.
Surely not.
Thrice.
Might really? Be. Do you even know what that means?
Tree.
This is from Nathan Moir or Moyer. G'day, King of Kings, Bins, Rabs, Rosie and team. I listen live when I can. But due to the time difference here in Perth, I mainly catch up on the show at night before bed with the podcast version. Imagine this being the last thing you hear.
Very nice way to go to sleep.
Just wanted to say, cue up the great woe. I think that means keep up the great work.
Does it?
Cue up the great woe.
Up the great woe.
Righto. That's good.
Now, you said something on our show that was extraordinary a few, maybe a month ago.
Right.
Some late breaking news.
Oh, yes. Of course, he could have been on MasterChef. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle.
So you meant Giselle. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Yep,
and that was 6 weeks ago I said that, Jim.
It was.
So guess what's happened?
Courtney Miller has pointed out, once again, old newsbreaker Brownless was spot on. Did you see Tom Brady and Gazelle have hired divorce lawyers?
I did see that.
Very sad.
That is sad. Bloody sad.
No, they are the power couple on the planet.
Well, maybe not so sad.
No, I don't think there's any monetary issues.
No.
In fact, old Tommy might be one of the very few that gets more.
Oh,
but Giselle's
she makes more
than him.
Mm. She sure does.
Yeah.
Now, are you aware of thespian warm-ups?
Yes.
Vocal kind of
on stage,
tongue twister kind of things.
Oh no, I just
to warm your vocal chords.
Yeah, they get up
like red leather, yellow leather, that sort of thing.
Seashells by the seaside.
Sure. Yeah. So Riz87 sent us a question on Instagram saying, "I want to hear Billy say this phrase that I'm passing to you now." Quickly three times. It's unique New York, please. It will be gold. Go ahead.
Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York. It's hard to say.
Why do you think he asked you to do it? Try again.
Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York. There you go.
Get out of one.
There it is. Oh, you do it, Mumps.
Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York.
Well, you've been practicing.
Why would he?
Did we work out what happened with Adelaide, by the way?
Bill. Forget about Adelaide.
I've got a word I want you to get out three times.
No, don't say it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Lauren Jackson, how can you believe that?
Yep.
We're going to be chatting to her. What a superstar, Australia's greatest ever female basketballer.
Opal.
Yes.
30 points in her last game, Jim.
Oh, and dominant in the WNBA. She is a freak.
So can't wait to chat to her. Cannabis.
Levin Health, medicinal cannabis, which has got her back on track. Absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, but now, Bill, after a really good show, we want a really good finish.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
You like the ant jokes, I know that, Jim. So I've got another one for you, okay? Because I know you like the one the other day.
I didn't like the one at all.
Jim, how do you tell the difference between a male ant and a female ant?
How?
Put them both in water. If it sinks, it's a girl ant. If it floats, it's a boy ant. Boy ant. Jim. Buoyant.
No.
It's Bill. A buoyant.
It's a boy ant.
Yeah, no, we get the second go at it. The first go at it didn't work. And the whole joke didn't work.
What's Pink Panther's favourite movie, Jim?
What?
Rabs. Dead ant. Dead ant. 10.
I'm looking out. I can see Whit on the screen.
Laughing.
I can see Rosie. Yeah. I can see Yui. And they are disgusted.
They are never call again.
Rosie's got a head in her hands.
I know. She's laughing
no,
that much.
No, she's not.
Whitney's
laughing.
At home with a Geelong Whit's Cats
crook.
Poster.
You've just made her more crook.
But I have got another one.
Three. You're going for a third.
I didn't know how those two ant jokes
well,
are
how
go.
Do you reckon they went?
No, that's hence why. We've gone to number...
Number three. First time once, ever you're telling a third joke.
Once try foe.
His fingers didn't even work.
What is it? Once... Oh, anyway. Jim.
Yes.
Third time.
Third joke.
My Italian mate is a lightweight on the beers. A bit like you.
Oh, really?
And he also loves Star Wars. He calls himself Only One Peroni.
That's not bad.
If you hit, after it's taken
Peroni.
Him three jokes, no, if you hit plastic, if you reward bad. Him with plastic, no,
but better
after
be
that
plastic.
Disgraceful
only one
array
Peroni.
Of jokes.
Come on, Rabs.
You can't, Rabs.
Yes, Jimmy.
That is horrific. All three of them were appalling.
Only one Peroni was good. Well done, Bill. You got there. Wow, isn't
that's
that value for money?
From you, Rabs, you should be better
isn't
than that.
Isn't that value for money for the listener?
3, 8.8.
No wonder.
You told the third one and that was still rubbish.
Only one Peroni was all right.
It was all right.
You got me.
First two were terrible.
Wow,
nah.
3.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.